Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so happy to bring to the stage James Nyoraku Schlaefer. And the middle name has a very special meaning. You told me about it, and I think our audience would enjoy knowing something about that.
Well, I play the Japanese shakuhachi flute, which is a traditional bamboo flute from Japan, and many of the traditional performing arts in Japan, including martial arts, are it's like going to school. You learn all these pieces of music for shakuhachi, and at a certain point, you qualify for a degree. And the first degree that I get in my school was called a junshihan, and with that, your teacher gives you a name. And Nyoraku is based on my teacher's, one of the letters from his name, which was Nyo, which means like or as. And Raku is one of the words that means music. So the name he gave me is like music.
Do you speak Japanese?
Yeah. Dame desu.
Well, your piece is so fascinating because with the tradition that you have of playing the shakuhachi and knowing all the ornamentation and knowing the... I remember you had said to me a while ago that playing the shakuhachi is a kind of a meditative experience, that there's a spiritual component to it. It's not just mastering an instrument. There's a whole history and tradition that goes behind it. And to combine that with Western jazz, you've taken the silences out of each, because there's a lot of implied in jazz, and I guess there must be also in shakuhachi music, in Japanese music.
Well, the traditional music of shakuhachi originally was intended for meditation practice, and the monks who practiced the shakuhachi weren't really playing music, they were playing sound as a form of focusing the mind and the spirit and looking for a way to empty the mind and to just focus on the sound, on the actual sound itself. There's an expression called Ichion Jobutsu, which means finding Buddha in one sound, finding your own Buddha in one sound. But sound is also confronted with silence in Japanese traditional performing arts, not just music, but theater as well. There's this concept called ma, or emptiness. And the emptiness in shakuhachi music plays out as silence, basically where you breathe. And the monks who played this instrument were solitary. They were forced to be by themselves. They couldn't gather by law. And so there's a certain loneliness to the music. It has a certain lonely feel to it. And so does the American blues. And I grew up listening to blues and rock. And the blues also sort of presents a kind of dignity and solitude in a very special way. So my idea is really to sort of the intersection of these two musics that I love, and using the silence, the ma element, so that the blues music is actually more puffs of smoke than hitting you over the head with it.
With that silence, I thank you.